Support for KNKX Studio Sessions comes from the Shack Art Center in downtown Everett, featuring art exhibits, live glassblowing, art classes for all ages, and gifts of art by Northwest artists. Open 7 days a week. More information at Shack, SCHACK.org.
Three is a magic number, especially in jazz, and we have a most magic threesome here in the studio with us, and it's Stanton Moore. They're playing in town, and we're going to hear how the band sounds. We have James Singleton, Dave Torkanowski, and Stanton Moore here to play for you on our studio session at KNKX.
Thank you.
time here in our studio session at KNKX. Danton Moore and this fantastic trio is with us. Welcome, gentlemen. It's such a joy to have you here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, were you the kid that pulled all the pots and pans out of the cabinets and just played percussion on everything?
100%. Yeah, totally. Drove my parents nuts. And then they realized that they would probably do better to actually buy me the snare drum that I was asking for, that it would probably save them money in the long run than replacing all of their Rubbermaid Tupperware and pots and pans and spoons. And yeah, so I eventually got a snare drum and was told that if I kept up my piano lessons and grades, then I could get a drum set. Once I got the drum set, then everything else kind of, you know, became second fiddle to that.
I get it. Now, you played like 23 different gigs at Jazz Fest?
25, but who's counting?
Oh, I got bad info on that. I mean, that's insane.
Well,
that's
a couple of them were crazy. Private.
There we are.
So you probably got the public listing, and then some of them were private things, too. So, yeah, 25 things in 11 days. It is literally a marathon, and it's my, you know, Super Bowl, tax season, you know, you name it, all rolled up into one. But I love it. You know, it's incredible, and it's so great to get to play in so many different configurations, you know, with people who are all my closest friends. And it's just really quite an experience.
Mm-hmm. How did the three of you decide on the trio? How did the trio come together? Because each of you, you know, David, James, you know, phenomenal musicians, but probably more not as well known as you because they're kind of more behind the scenes rather than the headliner.
We're older.
Ah.
You said it, not me. You know, I've developed a name for myself in the funk and groove world, but I've always grown learning and playing jazz and, you know, did jazz gigs coming up, but not in a way that the general public would have seen me. So a few years ago, I decided I really wanted to focus on that aspect of my playing. You know, once I finished Groove Alchemy, which was my book, DVD, and record all about how to take the classic funk stuff and turn it into your own thing, I felt like I put myself through a doctoral program of funk. So I wanted to then put myself through that same kind of steps with the jazz thing. And I had grown up watching these guys and really looking up to these guys. And I wanted a trio that would be able to play all the jazz stuff, but also be able to dig into the second line funk and Mardi Gras Indian stuff and have a deep understanding of all that. And so, you know, these guys played with all of my heroes. These guys played with James Black and Zigaboo and Johnny Vodakovich. And so it just made perfect sense. And they played together, you know, over the years so much. So these guys had so much common ground. And it just made a lot of sense to me to approach these guys. And luckily, they were amenable to doing it. So we started getting Tuesday nights at Snug Harbor. Started building our repertoire, then made the first record, and now we've been touring, and we've made another record, which I'm excited about.
Yeah, that sounds really wonderful. I understand it's going to be a tribute to the great Alan Toussaint.
Yes.
He passed away towards the end of 2016.
Yep.
Left us a beautiful present with his American songs, like American Tunes album.
Yep.
And you are going to give him a beautiful present in a tribute album. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah. You know, that song that we just played was a song written by our great bass player, Mr. James Singleton. That was Bulldog Run, which we were preparing material. That was one of the tunes and several other songs that we had prepared. We were going in the studio and then we found out that Alan had passed. So we said, you know, we've got to do something in tribute to Alan. So we went into the studio and we started coming up with arrangements and started inviting our friends to come be guests. So the friends we would call were Cyril Neville. Hey, Cyril, you want to come sing a tune? And then it turned into five tunes. And then some of the horn players we called were Nicholas Payton, Donald Harrison, Trombone Shorty, Maceo Parker, Skerrick from here, yeah. who was my roommate for Jazz Fest. He came and stayed with me for all of Jazz Fest. So, you know, he's coming in tonight and will be with me at Jazz Alley
very
tonight.
Cool.
He's going to come by and special guest with us. So Eric Bloom is on the record too. Mike Dillon, my good friend, is playing percussion. Kiki Chapman is singing on it. So all of these guests we just kind of had come in. I've heard Torque talk about being in New Orleans is like having access to, you know, the most amazing musical toy box or toolbox that you could ever possibly imagine. And so we just dug into that toolbox. Let's pull this out now. Let's pull this out, you know? And so all these friends showed up for us, and the record, I'm super excited about. It's coming out July 21st. And the tune that we're going to play for you now is actually the title track of this Alan Toussaint tribute record with all these special guests. And this is called With You in Mind.
Beautiful, beautiful. With You in Mind, it's from a forthcoming album from this fabulous trio, and it'll be out on July 21st and in tribute to the great Alan Toussaint. Now, I saw you play Stanton Moore on several occasions. A significant ones. I saw the first Galactic show at Jazz Fest.
Nice.
Which just was incredible.
Nice.
And then I think on that same tour, you came through Phoenix, where I was living at the time, and I was in radio, and I'm going, you guys got to see this band Galactic. You got to see this band Galactic. Awesome. And everybody really dug it. And the other one, you were only there for a second, Dave. This is about James and Stanton, Snug Harbor, last year, and you got sick, Dave. And I was, it was a second set, and I was there for that show, and it was...
I'll tell you exactly what happened. I had the flu, and I thought, well, you know, I'm really feeling bad, but I don't want to pass up an opportunity to play with these guys. So I thought, you know, if I took a little toke, I would feel better.
Not so much, huh?
Not so much. So, you know, my head started spinning, and I barely made it to a table, and I was really embarrassed. But people that were there said what those guys did after I left, it was literally addition by subtraction. They said it was amazing. So.
It was amazing. I mean, you played the whole set. I don't know how long that was. But at the end, somebody called something out to you, Stanton Moore, and you said, I've played everything that I've ever learned.
Well, yes, I was, you know, that was a challenging position to be in, but James, you know, being such an incredible bass player who can play melodies and loops and bass line, we just, you know, we made it work.
And that little horn, whatever that little horn
Yeah, was? Trumpet, he pulled out his trumpet. I think he had it in the car and went and got it. But so
yeah, it was such a significant show. I was just beside myself, and the Jameson helped a lot.
Yeah, well, you know, being a musician, sometimes you have to improvise.
That has to, yeah. I bet that'll stay in your memory forever. That show.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but you know, of course, we missed Torek. I mean, talk about one of the great piano players to ever come out of New Orleans. David mm-hmm. Torkanowski is one of them.
Yeah, there it goes. Also a good one to have Chum in the crowd here, too. do you have a significant drummer person that you look up to, that you've looked up to?
That's a great question.
Because New Orleans, land of drums and horns. Yeah, Aaron Mussel.
It's a what'd you say, Aaron?
Aaron Mussel.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I mean, that's a great question. And you know, I feel so fortunate. I'm not just saying this, but I feel so fortunate to have come from New Orleans. It is truly a drummer's town. It's a piano player's town. It's a trumpet player's town. But for New Orleans, I mean, it can be either incredibly scary and intimidating to be a drummer from New Orleans, or you just reach out to the guys who scare and intimidate you when you're young, and they will bring you in and give you the information that you're seeking. So the guys that have done that for me are obviously, you know, Johnny Vodakovich. I studied with him for, you know, 5 years off and on while I was at Loyola, and he's still my mentor, spiritual advisor, and good friend. But, you know, I've gotten so many great 5-minute lessons from Shannon Powell, you know, for buying him a Budweiser. He'll sit at the bar and tell me stuff, and you know, so the guys that I've learned from either directly or by watching them, or, you know, Shannon, Johnny V, Herlin Riley, Russell Baptiste, Zigaboo Modalist, who I, you know, I consider a close friend now. All of these guys I've learned from by watching them and absorbing what they're doing. And then sometimes getting to just, you know, like Shannon, I'll go and take him to lunch and just, you know, we just hang out. And, you know, I just learn by just hearing his stories and being a part of that. And so there are James Black, of course, who I never got a chance to meet because he passed a little bit before my time really arriving on the scene. But I've learned through the stories that these guys tell me, and through his records, and through trying to navigate the compositions that he left us with, which are still challenging to this day. Stuff that he wrote in 1963 is still kicking our butts now.
So, yeah, time for one more song.
I do. And since you asked me some of my influences and I mentioned James Black, we're going to play one of those tunes that is still challenging to us to this day. This is a tune that James Black wrote called Whistle Stop.